the idea behind this presentation on LAMS documentation is that I show you, you know, a test case. You're sitting there using LAMS. What do I do next? Yeah? If you're stuck, the idea behind this sort of talk is that you know what to do to get yourself out of the sticky situation, sort of teach yourself by doing how to use LAMS. To that end, where can you get help? If I go over content that you've already seen, I apologize for that, but this is basically a presentation on our Confluence Wiki, which is where we host our documentation. There are two spaces generally that you guys need to be concerned about. One is what we call LAMS Docs. That's our English site. That's where we write up everything to do with LAMS, apart from the technical documentation, which is on LAMS. That's the name of the space. That's our technical wiki. That's where you'll find stuff like basically a lot of what John Deere was just talking about. That's a screenshot. Oh, sorry. I'll go back one for a second there. And the other one, if you're translating or sequence building, do I have any translators here? Nope. Okay. If you're translating, or even if you're just in the middle of building a sequence, check if anyone from Melco, usually myself, is online, and we can usually, you know, offer you a link or a few tips to get yourself out of trouble. That's a screenshot of wiki.lamsfoundation.org. That's our LAMS documentation, and we've got it basically set up in three different areas. Over here, you've got LAMS for beginners. That's all our basic stuff, like what is LAMS, what does it do, why would I use it, how did it start, what's cool about it. Where can I download it is also a pertinent question. In the middle section, we've got sort of the core of the documentation. That's where you'll find we've written up documentation for every single LAMS tool, even those optional strange ones like DimDim, if you've ever come across that. That's our video conferencing tool. And yes, there's lots of documentation about video recorder, not so much on the technical side. That goes on and we explain sort of how to get around LAMS, what to do when you're building a sequence, how you use monitor, how you use learner, how you use author. And finally, third column over here, system administrator's guide. That's all sort of the stuff, the kind of system administration you do when you have a server that's running. You know, how do I add users? How do I modify users? How do I create groups? Things like that. Why a wiki? Well, it means we kind of don't have to worry about building web pages. We've got something on the web that works, something that we can access from everywhere, and something that we can make changes to really, really quickly. There's also really fine-grained permissions. So basically, if you log in at the moment, the only thing you can do on LAMS Docs is view everything and leave comments. Yeah? Comments are now optional, so you can actually leave anonymous comments. If you find something, I'll get onto comments later on. But basically, if you find something you want more on or something you want to have a look at, drop us a comment and we'll fix the page if you find something that's unclear. Okay, if we scroll down on our main wiki page, something that's really important that you should know about, RSS feeds. You can get them on LAMS Docs. They're sort of supplementary to that LAMS news that you get if you're a member of the LAMS community, which I'll also touch on this afternoon real quick. Kind of basic announcements like new versions out, have a look at it. That's RSS. Get it in your feed reader if you really want, and it's just down the bottom there. Just going back, you'll also find that we've documented all those sort of extra sequency bits of LAMS, like your branching and your stop gates, things like that. One thing that is really cool is the animated tutorials. Has anyone seen these, come across them? Yep, fantastic. They're really good. They're fun to do as well. Oh. You get very good at making them after a while. Basically, to create our tutorials, we use a screencast software called Wink, which is an open source software made by Debug Mode. That basically creates a step-by-step flash output of whatever you're seeing on your screen. So we go through, we capture it, and often in capturing, we find things that we need to change. And we go through, we annotate that, and that's what you see in the final output.
Can you consider narrating those as well?
The voice... For simply because?
Simply because people like to hear and see.
Yeah, certainly. Right. The one thing we've...
I don't understand why you haven't narrated them.
And it's particularly difficult in the Wink software. There are limitations with that, yeah. You notice how when we do our animations, we step through them step by step by step.
Yeah.
it's kind of the way the software is built, and we're looking at other options, but I'm not supposed to talk about that. The way the software is built, you can have one audio clip that runs. And so if someone's watching one of the winks and they look at a point, the audio actually keeps running, and the audio will keep playing and keep playing regardless of where they are in the sequence of the animation. Does that make sense? The other thing, too, is because we release the winks under Creative Commons, which I'll quickly touch on soon, they're also translatable, which I'm also going to get to, and translating with the voice clip is obviously kind of difficult. I will come back and have a quick demo of some of the animations shortly. That's the LAMS tutorials page. All of them are listed there, and again, it's sort of set up in that similar three-column layout. Your basic stuff is over here. That's a really important wink, using LAMS as a learner. You know, you can't just get the LAMS and say to them, well, I mean, probably you can. What's that?
It's very easy.
Yeah, intuitive, yeah. Yeah. Picking it up? Yeah.
The only problem that we have is that once you go through the sequence, you know, go back and click on the...
click on the progress bar to go back. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't get that.
No. Yeah. It's in that. It's in that. If you need to revisit an activity.
If you need to go back, you may click on the progress bar at any point. Just a message just there.
Because you're the guy who does that stuff. Mr. Fix-It. That's a good idea. Back one. Yep. Click. These are screenshots of a web page. Yeah, just in a presentation. I'll do a live demo shortly, if I don't run out of time. Where were we? Animations, right. Basic stuff over here, and then further down we've got animations on each individual LAMS activity. There's a really massive section on the authoring environment, yeah? And they're not, one of the really, really important cases we've made is they're not huge 30-minute behemoth screencasts. They're really quick. I think our max is 5 minutes, and the ones that are 5 minutes feel like they go on too long. The idea is that we get a really, really, really tiny nugget of information, put it in a screencast. Yeah? If you're still stuck by that, a lot of the winks are actually linked back to more extensive written stuff, still on the wiki. So, you know, you can usually pick it up really quickly because it's all graphical and things like that. There's more technical winks down the side here with integrations and the Shibboleth stuff, which was unveiled last year at the conference. And there's also recently a new latest animations page. That's live. That updates the most recent screencasts when we add them show up there.
Just on the Shibboleth before you go,
yeah.
Are there any other groups using that to a great degree?
Apart from the New Zealand guys? Yeah, not too much to my knowledge. I just reference it because it's kind of a huge and complicated wink and it took a long time to do. That's all. But yeah, that's possibly one of the more complex ones we have. But again, it's still really, this is how you do it. So there are 45 different animations in total. That's not including the translated ones. And they do. They just cover sort of kind of everything you need to know. Theory says you can do all those winks and just be up to speed with LAMS. You should be set. The idea is that the animations stand alone to demonstrate one particular individual task. How do I do this? And they're linked to corresponding pages, so you can get more in depth if you still want to go further with what you're trying to do. When you've watched a wink on the wiki, every single wink has a 5-star rating down the bottom. What we'd really like to do, especially considering we're now rolling out new server versions of things like that, new versions of LAMS, is find out if there's any winks we need to look at. Yeah? So if you find a wink and you sit through it and you go, or I didn't get that, or it was too long, let us know. Drop a comment. We'll fix it. Yeah? You drop a comment, it shows up on my dashboard the next day when I come to work. So I get to fix them pretty quickly. Sorry for the bumping. The wiki and the Winx, you've probably all seen this screen before, are hosted under Creative Commons, which means that you can take it, throw it somewhere else. There have been cases where we've exported the whole wiki and uploaded it somewhere local for someone where they have sort of bandwidth issues. It's really good for doing that because it all sort of comes out as HTML. That means they're not, you know, connecting to our server and eating up the internet getting help. Especially the Winx too. A lot of the Winx, I should have mentioned, are actually also hosted on the US Mirror, which is somewhere else. What's it called? There's another server. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because most of the Winx, if you get them in Australia, most of the Winx are on just off the wiki. But we do mirror some of the larger ones to make them load quicker. You don't notice it when you're here at uni because it links straight in, but sometimes they do chug a bit because they are chunky flash files. Winx translations, because they're Creative Commons, right, it does mean that we make the Winx source files available, the actual file itself. The Winx program is open source, download it for free. It means you can do really things like turning this Winx into Greek. And right now, Spiros Papadakis, who's at the University of Nicosia, has actually gone through with his team, and there are now 45 screencasts available in Greek, which is very cool for those guys. And what's that?
Can you change the
That's the trick. The simplest way so far is to just go through. You can export the text from Winx, and then they've been just changing language and re-uploading the same text. You're right, though. Yeah. LAMS, of course, is internationalized, but because you've gone through and created image files of every screen, you'd need your translator to go through and replicate your screenshots. Absolutely.
Like Moodle is.
Yes.
The button and suddenly all.
Absolutely.
Forums all turning to Greek.
Yep. Well, we can have a.
Tell me why that's not in Greek.
Even though this is a translated Winx, these are still my screenshots.
Okay.
So it's like it stopped becoming LAMS. It's now a static image. Yeah. For them to get a LAMS demonstration in Greek interface, they would have to go through and do the same set of screenshots, having set their LAMS to Greek. Does that make, that's all right? No, all right, good question. Good question.
I just wanted to make sure that the Greek people could see the interface in Greek.
Absolutely, yeah. Typically what they do is if I have to go and click somewhere as part of the Winx, they'll actually just add a label. And I have seen some of the more sophisticated ones that Spiros has done. He's actually just imported the Greek graphic and just stuck it there so it looks like it's the Greek interface. I can demo the interface if I have time once I'm finished here. Okay, so that's all the stuff you can sort of go and find yourself. That's all wiki.lamsfoundation.org. And the other thing really cool, too, is if you ever noticed in LAMS, you've got a little blue help icon top left of your screen. That's relational. That you click... Sorry. You click that, and the page will load depending on what you're looking at. If you're in chat monitoring, you click help, you'll get the chat monitoring wiki page. If you're in Learner View in Monitor, you click help, you'll get the Learner View in Monitor help page. It's all relational and linked like that. The other really cool thing is the wiki too is translated. Again, lots of work done on the Greek and some also done on the Japanese and Norwegian site. Not so much the other languages, it just hasn't picked up yet for whatever reason. When you change the language of your LAMS server, all the wiki links change as well. So instead of going to English space, you'll start going to Greek space or Japanese space or whatever. Once you're on that translation page, you can link back to the original English page in the event that no one's translated it yet. Okay, that's it for the wiki. Let's have a quick look at the LAMS community. This is lamscommunity.org. It runs on .lrn. You probably have seen it before. It's where we store all our repositories of existing sequences since September 2005. One thing you might not have noticed is that we've got forums on .lrn, part of the LAMS community. They're down the bottom, here, forums. Sorry, that's not clearer. It's, when you get a bug report in LAMS and you have no idea how to fix it, post it. We'll have a look at it. You want down here, LAMS for Techheads, general forum. I posted one the other day and got a response from Jundir very quickly. Newsletter archives, getting started, educational forums, Lambs Lounge, kind of a social forum. This is what I'm doing with Lambs. Have a look at it, see what you think. And then, yeah, technical community. So we've got Lambs for Tech Heads and Problems Installing. That's all the existing cases on page one of about several hundred. Post your subject and copy in your error report. That's my lovely error report that I got. No, it's actually an error report. It was just convenient that I did one. Yes, Jundir, I tried to break Lambs. And bang, Ubuntu, error on video upload. Oh, God, it's the video recorder tool. No, I'm sorry I picked it. But he's fixed it. Clear your cookies. Yeah? So we'll note that, and we'll have a look at it, and we can get that fixed really quickly. These slides will be on the conference website. You can have a look at them, have a look at all those screenshots. There's all your addresses.
When did that one come through?
Sorry?
When did that last one come through?
That last error?
This one.
This one?
Yeah.
30th 11th. I'd just done a fresh Lambs install, and it didn't like what I was doing when I uploaded a video. I cleared the caches in Safari, and it worked. The reason I got to the clearing caches is because it just went up there and got the feedback, like, you know, pretty much inside about an hour.
Yeah, we've done all that stuff, but I mean, that's pretty basic.
Yeah, it is a basic example, yeah. And it was just, that was just a duh. And then, oh, just don't use Lambs in Safari.
Yeah.
Okay, URLs and contact information. This stuff is more targeted at the people who are doing the translations on the wiki. Some of the stuff in the wiki, because you're looking at raw wiki code, is a little weird. I'm very good at it because I've been doing it for a while. I have a website where you can check my availability and say, hey, are you available for a web conference on Thursday afternoon between 2 and 5? And I'll usually go, yeah, that's fine. Get on Skype and basically I can walk you through it if you're trying to get something done. Yeah, that kind of does apply to a lot, and I realize I'm opening myself up to a whole bunch of emails in saying this. That does apply to if you're stuck in the middle of a sequence. Yeah, hey, like, hey, what's the best way to get this branching working? Or how do I do this? You know, just those simple questions that are like, duh, that sort of thing is something I'm really good at helping you with. Let's have a look at... Yo!
What's your Skype ID?
My Skype ID is DV5J3M. Complex, I know, but every single other permutation of my name was taken.
DV5,
V for Victor, Delta Victor 5,
yeah.
Juliet Echo Michael. No, J3M, I beg your pardon. J3M. The easiest way is to actually search by my Melco email, which is gem.page@melco.mq.edu.au. This is all online, and actually, if you check out the wiki, I've got a contact page there as well. That's where you can get in touch.
You're lucky you're not working with the Americans at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I have had times when I was working Greek time in the office. Yeah, it's interesting. Oh, that's pretty. Okay. Here's our documentation main page, yeah? So this is running live currently off the wiki. This is as it stands, and already it's slightly changed from when I did the screenshots. Just going to run through a couple of the tutorials, show you what's available. Your standard what is Lambs, this is what it does, this is how you use it. One of the more interesting ones is using Lambs as a learner. See, it's loading pretty quickly here because we're pretty much directly tied into Melco. But if you're on a slower connection, it will take a bit of time. Once it loads, it's there. And the other thing you can do is actually just jump into attachments up here and just download it, so store it on your own web server. It's because Creative Commons, you're allowed to do it. Don't worry about it. Click and point sort of navigation. It's basically a glorified slideshow with a mouse that moves. We annotate it all. And ideally, after doing this, your learners, oh, now I get how to move through lambs if I haven't already done already. Some of the more complex ones really replicate what you're looking at. For example, this latest one on the Pixlr tool, which is pretty complex because all of a sudden, oh, I'm not in lambs anymore. So this is one that's been getting a lot of hits. So again, standard sort of lamp stuff, drop your tool in. We go through all the properties sheets just so that everyone knows what we're doing. And just fast forward a bit. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're in a different interface. This is why I think this tool gets, this particular animation gets a lot of hits. And we just go through that, and it's really good because you're capturing what's on screen. You can just absolutely replicate what the learners are looking at. The technical stuff, hang on. Oh, yeah, we've also got Winx on integrating with other LRNs, LMS. So we've got a Blackboard, you know, screencast. We've got .LRN screencasts, things like that. Yeah, I think there's Moodle screencasts. In fact, I think there's several. There's one on sort of how you install it. There's one on how you make it. Then there's one on how you use it. Technical Wiki is sort of the more technical coding, Java-y sort of stuff. That's kind of your space, as opposed to MySpace. And again, there's links to the downloads, which are all there. So you've got all your different flavors of downloads, which are, again, really accessible. You scroll down, you've got instructions for all of them. Basically, everything to do with lambs is on there. It's a content repository. You'll find what you're looking for. It's searchable. It's indexable. And basically, what we'd really like to start seeing is a lot of comments on it. If you find something that you go, that's really badly explained, or I want to know more about this thing, or even if we get frequently asked questions, the comments are the way to do it. And you can just scroll down the bottom, add a comment, don't have to sign in, which means we get a lot of spam, but eh. Yeah, tell us what you think, basically, is what we're asking. The final thing I'd like to say is that the whole point of doing this is because we're aiming to release a printed manual for lambs sometime next year, which will contain a lot of this, but sort of in a more organized and targeted detail. With that, I'll open to any questions that you might have. If indeed there are any. Oh, that's...
You mentioned 3.4
today. Was that...
3.4?
What?
2.4.
Versions aren't my department. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. My interaction with versions is typically a mad scramble through the wiki to find every single piece of outdated information. That's about it.
As a tool comes up, and this is your question.
Yep. Forums.
Ernie's usually pretty...
He'll give it a crack, yeah.
Pretty
yeah. There was a while ago we were discussing adding sort of a music tool using the 8Notes service, which is all web-based point-and-click music stuff. Yeah. It's called 8Notes. Yeah, but see, a lot of that stuff... This is, again, sort of the more, oh, that's right, I can do that with lambs. A lot of that stuff has sort of the embed code. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can just drop it into a notice board. Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, we're up for it. We'll check it out.